Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Sanhedrin, Parakut Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afan, Reziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. And we move on to another one of the Nechnakim. We're going to get strangulation as a death sentence, and this is a Zakin Mamre. As we briefly explained, this is a Zakin, an elder, who rebels against the Sanhedrin and paskins against them. Now, what are the details? The Zakin Mamre Alpi Bezdin, Shnemer the Pasuk says, Ki Pali Mimcha Davar L'Mishpat V'Gaimer, and his Din of Chenik is found in the Pasuk. And here are the specifics. Shalosh Bati Dinim Hayusham, there were three Bati Dinim, three courts in the Beis Hamikdash compound. Echad Yeshava Pesach Harbayah. One of them sat at the entrance of Har Bayis near the eastern gate that went into the Ezus Nashim of the Beis Hamikdash. Echad Yesh al Pesach Azara, one sat by the entrance of the Azara. This is the doorway somebody would go through when they were going from the Ezus Nashim to the Ezus Yisrael. And Echad Yesh al Lishkas Agazes, one of them sat in the Lishkas Agazes. This was a room that was built into the side of the Beis Hamikdash. Half was in Kodesh, half was in Chol, and that's where the main Sanhedrin sat. Now what happened? So really, this issue with Zakin Mamre started in his city. He was a very chashiv Zakin, elderly person, big time chacham in his city, but he argued with the Pesach of the Bezdin there. And so what happened? They have to come, meaning the Zakin and the Bezin whom he argues with from their city, they have to come to the first Bezin sitting at the entrance of Har Bayis. And he says, this is what I darshin, this is what my friends, my colleagues darshin, this is the way I teach and this is what they teach. Now imshamu, if the Bezin on Har Bayis heard of what the din is and they know how to paskin, they tell them. If they don't know what the din is, everyone now has to go to the second Bezin, which is at the entrance of the Azara. And he says as follows, this is what I darshan, this is what I teach, this is what they darshan, this is what they teach. Im shamu, if the second bezdin knows what the real halacha is, they tell them, vim lav, if not, then everyone goes to the bezdin agadol and lishkas agazis, the main Sanhedrin, shemenu yotzis tar l'chol Yisrael, that's where terror comes forth for all of Am Yisrael, shenemar the pasuk says, min amakai mahua sheivchar Hashem, from that place that Hashem has chosen, and then the bezdin agadol, Sanhedrin, they paskin what the right thing is. Obviously, if they paskin for the zakein, he's not a zakein mamre, and so therefore we're going to say that they paskin against him and that he's wrong. Now, Chazar le'Iroi, let's say he went back to his city, v'shana v'limei k'derech shehayah lamad, pater, and he learned and he taught the way that he was always teaching, which is the wrong way, he's pater, because he never paskined anything, he's just teaching it that way. But v'mhayra lasois, if you paskin for people, this is what you should do. Chayiv, so then he's chayiv misa. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'ish hasher yaseh bezadayin, that tells us, einoi chayiv ad sheyayra lasois, he's not chayiv, he's not considered a zakin mamre, until he paskins against what the Bezin told him is not the Sock. Now, Talmud Shahir Lasois, Pater. If a Talmud, which is a Talmud Chacham, but he hasn't reached the stage of a Hayra, he's not on the level that he's able to paskin. If he paskined against a Bezin Agadol, he's Pater, he's not Chayv Misa. Nimsa Chumrai Kulai, turns out this very Chumra thing that he did, the fact that he paskined against the Bezin Agadol, is a Kula for him, because again, since he's not on the level of Psak, he's really not able to paskin yet. He's too young, he's too inexperienced, he's not wise enough. So even though, again, he did do something terrible, which is paskin against the Bezin Agadol, he's still not going to be killed for it, because he's not considered a Zakin Mamre, he's just a Talmud Mamre, and there's no misa for that. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Chayim Divrei Seif from Divrei Torah, we see that by Zakin Mamre, there's a chumra when we're dealing with Dir Abanans as opposed to Diraisas. For example, Chaimer ain't tefillin. Let's say the Zakin Mamre says there's no such a thing as tefillin. There's no mitzvah to wear tefillin. Kedei Lavrel Divrei Torah. This is obviously against a Diraisa. It's written beferish in the Torah you have to wear tefillin. Potter, he's potter. That's a consider that he's paskining against somebody. That's not a psak. It's silly. The Torah says you have to wear tefillin. So he says you don't wear tefillin. That's not a psak. That's nothing. So he's not chayv misa. However, let's say he says Chamesh Taitafais. There's five taitafais. There's five compartments. Based off of a drasha, the chamim say that the tefillin shalrush, the head tefillin, is supposed to have four compartments. And if you look at the tefillin shalrush, you'll see it's separated into four compartments. And this Zakin Mamre says, no, there's five. And this is l'hoisfal divrei seifrim, adding on to the drabanon, chayiv, so then he would be chayiv. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up our Mishnah Dalad with our final discussion about Zakin Mamre, and on to Mishnah Hay with a different discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.